Welcome to the Misadventure Venture Podcast. I am Alex Jewcatcher McGee.
All right.
And who are you, sir?
I'm Cameron the Denture Mancher.
The Denture Mancher?
Yeah, I manch dentures.
What does that mean?
Well, to be honest, I just got into the profession today. It's my first day on the job.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's how much are you getting paid for a job like that?
Minimum wage.
Nice. Yep. this is a podcast where we be stupid, and we talk like this all the time. Yep. Cameron, why don't you tell the peeps what is this podcast is all about?
All right, so basically, we're just going to be
retards. On,
yeah, retards, and try not to offend anybody, but we're probably going to offend lots of people on accident.
Try.
And it's basically like a choose your own adventure that we made up, that each week one of us is going to make up, and we're going to take turns. This week it's going to be Alex the Jew Catcher, if as he calls himself. This week,
just for now,
I'm gonna call for now.
I don't know what I'm going to be catching next week. Maybe AIDS. So, like he said, it's like a choose your own adventure kind of D&D, but funny. And you know, we're not gonna be super nerds. Oh yeah, try to be funny. Yeah, try is a very strong word there.
I can't vouch for myself.
Neither I can't vouch for myself either. I will put music in here. All the music is done by myself and nobody else. And if you don't hear any music, that means I got too lazy.
All right.
Didn't bother doing any.
Okay. Well.
Anyways, there's one person who's going to be like a dungeon master who's going to be giving the adventure to the other person, or you know, giving them like a outline kind of
something space for them to follow.
Yeah, you know, kind of like a dungeon master.
Yeah,
that's gonna be me. I don't think we should call it dungeon master though. Should we have a different name, like the Jew Catcher?
probably not.
Why not?
Just
Cameron, they're slippery. Okay.
what point do we put the disclaimer in?
What disclaimer? Slippery when wet?
Wait, what?
How is that offensive?
I don't know.
That's a legit sign.
I don't know. Like something about saying, those damn slippery Jews.
No, it's kind of all jokes. Okay. Disclaimer. Okay. If you're offended, I'm sorry. Don't be. I have nothing against your whatever you are. Unless you're this pesky black.
No.
Okay, mark that time.
Oh, you get to edit this.
Okay. So,
I don't even know why I have my phone to my ear. I had my phone to my ear this entire time. We're on Skype.
Just want to get that radiation. Let's get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Cancer.
Okay, so I'm gonna be the the adventure man for this one. And before we get started, let's yeah, how about we get to know each other a little bit, Cameron? How about that?
So my name's Cameron. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, like Cameron.
That joke is really overused, but I felt it was necessary considering I've been drinking a lot and a lot of soda. So
that's bad for you. Stick with the alcohol.
Everything. Everything's bad for you.
I'm Alex. I don't drink anything. I don't know how I'm not dehydrated. I play music and cry. That's about it. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you got any cool stories, Cameron?
I mean,
putting you on the spot.
Well, yeah. I know we were, both. I mean, I'm not a security guard anymore, but I think you're still a security guard, right?
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't really care if people know I'm a security guard because yeah. I don't care if I get fired.
Okay. Well. Why don't we both say a security guard story, considering we both have like tons of security stories.
Okay, I know which one I want to hear from you, because you got the most stories because hobos are attracted to you. You have some scent or something where hobos just gather to you. They go, "Nyeh, give me your little tiny balls, little boy."
That's like the newest segment on this list is security stories.
Security stories with Cameron and Alex.
So, let's see.
I got one. I'll tell mine, and then I'll have you tell yours.
Okay.
So, me and a few other security guards were doing security for an event here. I'm not going to tell you where I live. But it rhymes with letting Salifornia. And we were doing an event at a place with, it's like a car show. And we had to be very car racist because there was a parking lot where, you know, only the nice cars, only the nice classic cars can go in. So we had to turn down every car that wasn't nice and classy. So we had to be very car racist. We had to turn down all those ugly cars, those cars that we did not like because they would steal. Anyways, this one non-classy car comes, almost runs over a security guard claiming he's a senator. He's like, "I'm a senator. Get out of my way. I want front row parking. Get out of my way." Okay. And so, yeah, so, you know, we're like, "No, you're not. You're crazy, old man. Go away." And so he's like, "Hey," you know, raises his fist at us. And then he drives away for a little bit. And then later on, I catch up with the security guards and see the guy is parked right up front. And talk to the other security guards. I'm like, "Well, how did that guy get up there? How's he parking up there?" And they're like, "Well, it turns out he's a senator." he was the actual senator. I don't know why he tried to run over a guard, but you know, I guess when you're a senator, you can do that stuff. So.
Oh, I love politics.
Yeah, so I guess become a senator and you can run over whoever you want. So. Cameron, I know what one I want you to tell.
Okay, which one?
It's the hobo we all love and know. It's a hobo who likes to stab children.
Oh my god, I hated that guy. Oh, like for a second I was like, "I'm not going to know what he's talking about." And then right when you said stab children. Okay. All right. I guess I'll tell everybody the story. I also come from Letting, California. And we work for the same security company, which I don't know what the rhyme
State,
for that.
South State Security.
Salisbury State Security?
No, I said South State. South State Security.
South State. I like Salisbury Steak.
Salisbury Steak Security.
Yeah, it sounds so much better. Like somebody's just guarding a Salisbury steak forever. All right. So what happened was I was guarding a car lot that was may or may not have been a Chevy car lot. And as I was guarding, I was like, "Oh, man."
I was actually on the phone with you at this time.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I think you're like, "Hang on," and then you hung up on me or hung up with me. You're like, "I have to deal with some guy." Yeah. And then this story took place.
Yeah. So after I hung up with you, I went and I saw this like crazy looking man. He was just like just walking down the street.
Do you remember what he looked like?
He had gray hair, kind of like he looked just like somebody who's been on so many drugs in his life. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure everybody has their own mental picture of that, and imagining is part of the fun. So that guy, just was like crazy out of his mind, walking up the street, and he kept on saying, "Stab the kids, twist the blade, stab the kids." And I was like, "Oh dear Lord, I don't want to even come near this man." I was just like, I don't want to go near this guy, but I had to watch him at the same time, so I was very conflicted. And this man walks up, and all of a sudden he gets underneath one of the cars, and I was like, "Oh God!"
Didn't he like look at you and say, "Stab the children" or something like that? I think he looked at you.
He looked at me, but it was after he got underneath the car.
Okay, but this is the way I remember it, is you said he ducked down and you like went to go look for him and you couldn't find him.
Yeah, I did, and that's when I figured out that he was underneath the car.
So you tried to look for him, you couldn't find him, and then yeah. I think you called me back, and because I remember being like, "Well, did you check under the car?" And you're like, "Oh, I didn't." You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
And then I think I remember clearly you ducking down and going, "Oh God!" and I was like, at that moment, I thought you died. I was like, yeah. "Rip in peace, Cameron." But then you're like, "Oh, it's just like a cobweb, like at that time, like or something landed on you."
Are you sure it was just a cobweb?
No, it was a moth.
It was a moth. I hate moths. I really hate moths. And like over the course of this podcast, although nobody's going to listen to it, you'll come to understand that I really hate moths. And I have some stories about how much I hate moths.
What did they do to you, Cameron? What did they do to you?
They suicide bomb my face. They just like fly into me, and they're like they think I'm a light. I guess I could take that as a compliment sometimes, I guess, but yes. No, it's just stupid. I don't like it.
So, and then the guy disappeared, right? You never found him.
he just disappeared, and I did not want to go looking for him. I stuck to my area because he was technically on the sidewalk for the most part. And yeah. After that, I was just like, "We're good. I don't need to find this man. He is gone. And I hope he does not come back."
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would as soon as I heard the guy saying "stab the children," I probably would have gone my car and locked the doors.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess part of me wants adventure, or part of me really wants to try to do my job.
Does part of you want a misadventure?
He said the name of the podcast in the podcast.
Let's get into it. So I'm gonna be the dungeon man.
Okay.
I'll first tell you the title of my adventure. My misadventure adventure. And then we'll get right into it. So the title is, "Who am I and why does it smell like a wet skunk orgy?"
All right.
Let's get into it. You wake up in a blur. It's all hazy. You can't see much. But as your vision is becoming clearer, you notice you're in a motel room. You see a bed, a nightstand, you see a bathroom door, and you see there's a window to the outside, and the sun is setting.
All right. Yeah.
There's a TV, a crappy old TV, one of those ancient ones.
Oh,
with like so much dust on it, you can probably make another TV out of how much dust is on it.
Okay, so is this like a tube TV, or is it like a or like the dials on it and stuff, and like the antenna?
I wasn't thinking that old, but sure.
I was thinking Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, Courage the Cowardly Dog TV.
Okay.
You have no memory of anything. Nothing.
Can you tell me, like, what can I call myself? Do I have a name? I search myself for a name tag.
Okay, so you don't have a name tag on you. I mean, who goes around wearing a name tag?
Well, somebody from a seminar or something. Like, maybe I had to work right before I went missing.
You mean you can check your pockets?
Yeah, I check my pockets for a wallet.
Okay, so what pocket do you check? You're wearing pants.
All of them. I turn them all inside out.
So you reach into one pocket's empty. You reach into your left pocket, and a needle stabs you.
What?
You get stabbed by a needle.
Okay, well, at least it was my own, so I probably already have whatever disease this gave me.
Yeah, and then you reach into your back pocket and you find a wallet.
Okay. I feel like I could have found this wallet, but I guess my pants were so super baggy that I could not feel anything.
So
I lost weight while I went missing.
Inside the wallet, if you do choose to check it. Congratulations. You see there's a wallet inside your wallet.
There's a wallet inside my wallet. Okay,
there's a
wallet
inside your wallet. You open the wallet, and it's a smaller wallet. Looks like it was made from China.
Is this a whole bunch of Russian doll wallets? I look for a Russian label.
You find $4 in it, and you find a fake ID.
What does the fake ID say? At least I can go by a fake name.
It says Hobo McGee.
Hobo McGee. Wow. Who believed this? If I need a fake ID.
And the picture on it, your face, from what you can see, looks hideous.
Nothing new there.
Same old, same old.
Okay. I realized that getting into this situation was probably my fault for making a terrible, like, super terrible fake ID. And I don't even know how I know it's fake, but apparently I might have...
It says fake ID on it.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad it is.
I probably printed this out online at a fake ID, like, website.
Yeah.
It's watermarked. I go to the window and check around my surroundings.
Okay, you can see the parking lot, and you see outside there's two lowriders.
Lowriders?
You see some lowriders, and they're bouncing right now with the hydraulics. Okay. They're like, bum, 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 and you hear bass pumping.
Is there people in them, or are they like just?
Yeah, you
left
can
them
you
on?
Can kind of make out some people.
All right, am I in the hood? Like,
you're in a motel, so probably.
Do I hear gunshots in the distance?
As you hear you try to listen. You put your head up to the wall, and you hear some moaning. You hear take that cracker, take that cracker, take that cracker.
What? Who says this in a hotel?
It's a motel.
Oh, motel. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Everything is clear now.
All right. I searched the room for weapons.
Okay,
do I find any weapons?
For the weapons?
Yes, I want a weapon.
So there's a nightstand, and there's a bed, and there's a bathroom.
I search the nightstand.
Search the nightstand. You find $6 and PCP.
And a PCP?
And PCP, the drug. PCP.
Oh, okay. First up, I don't know why I said PCP, but I thought of that, but I my head went straight to PlayStation Portable for some reason. There's an obvious C in there, but oh well.
The PlayStation Portable. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to play a game in the game. All right, so I take.
So yeah, right now you have $10. By the way. All
right, I'll take the $10. I take all that and the drugs. Take the drugs.
And also, you notice there's also a drug Bible.
There's a drug Bible?
Not a regular Bible, a drug Bible.
What's a drug Bible?
It tells you everything you need to know about drugs.
Am I a drug dealer?
And it gives you the 10 drug commandments. You don't really know if you're a drug dealer, but
I'm assuming.
But you just assume that they put this drug Bible in every motel.
Oh, okay.
That's what
in
I would
the area.
Anyways.
In the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
the book of drug Bible. All right. So, I guess I I can't take my own product, so I'm just gonna search underneath the bed real fast for monsters.
You find a dead hooker.
Oh no! Oh no! I'm in some deep stuff, like some deep bad stuff. I'm trying to censor myself, but I'm probably going to let shit slip out.
Right. At this point, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. All right, so I'm going to leave the motel.
Okay.
Do I have any goals yet, or am I still?
Your goal is to find out who you are. Before you leave your motel room, you hear running water from the bathroom.
Oh, from my bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to turn around, and I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, as you try to turn the knob, you realize it's locked.
I say, is this bathroom occupied? Yo?
You hear,
sounds like a really sad Squidward or something like that. Like, he's just sleeping, he's like, alright, do I have the ability to pick locks? Can I try to pick the lock?
You can try.
How many bobby pins do I have?
you don't have any bobby pins, but you remember, you realize there was some bobby pins on the dead hooker.
Yes, to hold her hair in place. Yeah, I'll take that. I run over to her body and take the
bobby pins. You go to take bobby pins from her hair, and the hair just comes with it.
All of the hair. I just scalp her. I scalp her. Yeah,
basically.
That's, how long has she been dead?
Who knows?
All right.
Days, moving months, on. Minutes. So try to MacGyver your way into the bathroom, but you realize you have no idea what you're doing with the bobby pins.
Okay. By now, I'm just going to kick down the door.
Okay.
I don't care about anything
else. You try to kick down the door, and you're like, I can't kick down this door. It's too strong. But you might need a little assistance to kick down this door. You might need a little oomph.
Okay, I get a running start. And I just really, like, want to body slam this thing.
You go to body slam the door, but you realize you're super thin, and it barely does anything. The door barely even pushes.
I look in the mirror for a moment to just contemplate life.
There's no mirror in there. There's a mirror in the bathroom. You can get some assistance from something, if you know what I mean.
Do I have a lighter on me?
You do.
I assume that since I am probably into drugs, I should probably have a lighter on me. I am going to, is there anything flammable in the room?
No.
Is there curtains?
Yeah.
I attempt to light them on fire.
Okay, I thought you were going somewhere different with this. I thought you're okay. Why are you starting a fire?
Because I want that. I'm letting that person know in the bathroom. I mean business. And I'm going to set this place on fire if they don't let me in the bathroom, because I gotta go.
Well, you have drugs. Just to let you know. They give you drugs. Superpowers.
Oh, what? Really? Oh, that's...
No,
that's...
Well, I mean, PCP, basically.
Oh, okay. You, like, Hulk. So this is what you've been hinting at all along. Like, yeah. You might need extra... And I'm just over here.
I'm going to burn the place down.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
With this person in it.
I'm still trying to turn over a new leaf in my life, so I'm not going to take these drugs. Well, I'm going to set this place on fire.
Okay, so you're still going to set the place on fire?
Yes, I'm going to try to set the place on fire.
Okay, so you go to try to set the currents on fire, and it just kind of burns out. Nothing much.
I really don't have anything flammable in here, do I?
No.
Yeah, okay. So, do I find any plastic tubing, maybe?
No, there's just a dead hooker. I mean, you can take apart the bed.
I take apart the bed. What do I find?
Okay. You find wood.
Oh.
And springs.
No plastic tubing?
No. I don't know what you're trying to do.
I want to siphon some of that gas.
Okay. You hear more from inside the bathroom.
Well, if you just open up the door, I might be able to do something. Do I hear any reply? It's just...
You hear, I can't help.
Do you want me to call the police?
No!
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, what if I told you I am the police? Am I the police?
Come here, little
Do I have
baby.
A badge?
What?
Do I have a badge? Oh, I guess I never found that on my pocket. I have no reason to believe that I'm the cop. But I thought I was like... I have PCP on me. What am I thinking? I'm a cop. All right. Well, I'm going... Every single time I try to quit these things,
just keep bringing me back.
Yeah, they just keep on pulling me back in. I don't know how you take this because I'm not familiar with drugs.
I think you do something. You can inject it.
Or do
I think
you
can inject it.
You put it on a spoon? Which one is the one you put on a spoon?
I think that's heroin you put on a spoon.
Okay.
I'm not a druggie, though.
I don't know.
We need to ask a real hobo about this.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we. While we're
Let's have an interview with a hobo.
Yeah, we should one day.
All right, anyway, so you take your PCP. Is that what I'm missing? Okay, you take it, and you feel super strong, and you feel like you can take on the world.
Okay, so I'm just going to guess that this is kind of like Psycho from, what is it, Fallout? And
yeah.
Okay. I just demolish the door then.
Okay, you go up to the door, and you go, hurrah! And the door just opens.
Okay. Oh, wow. Your growl does it break
so
down?
No,
it just opens.
Your growl
calmly.
Is so intimidating, it just opened the door.
Oh, okay. Well, what do I see inside there?
So, you see, what looks like... So, first you see, the sink, the mirror, and over to the left is a bathtub filling with water. And you see, it looks like a hooker of some sort.
Oh.
Passed out.
I think that we should never say they look like hookers. Because
okay, a skank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see the skank. Total thought. She's passed out? I thought she just told me not to call the police.
She's kind of in and out of it.
Okay.
And you notice, you see yourself in the mirror. And what you see is just hideous, just abomination to this world.
Well, I did see my ID, so yeah, it looks normal.
You're balding, your eyebrows are shedding.
You know,
you have nose hair coming out. God. It looks like a jungle. You have meth mouth. Your nose actually doesn't even have any cartilage left from all the cocaine you've been snorting.
At least
pupils are super dilated. You're wearing a cool jacket, though.
Oh, nice.
No,
do I
nice.
Got some sweet kicks?
You're wearing some beige pants. And they're super dirty.
I'm going to guess they're cargos.
And you're wearing one shoe. You could have seen this before, but you're wearing one shoe.
And I did not notice.
And the other foot, you just have a sock on with your toes poking through the sock.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah.
I'm a classy guy.
Right. Pretty classy. You have a bow tie, too.
Oh, what? Yeah, out of all that. And a bow tie. Yeah. Add a bow tie. I take the time to fix it in the mirror in class.
Okay.
I admire myself. And then I realize that this girl is ugly to me because the only person I've seen now and have memory of seeing is myself. So I think I'm beautiful and everybody else is ugly.
Okay. She said, she's like, help. She's like,
Who did this
will
to you,
you, will you
poor,
help
ugly
me? Will
creature?
Will you help me?
Sure. I mean, like, who did this to you?
Okay, but for, I need to tell you, first, the bathtub is still running, and I don't want, you know, to get, like, the bathtub to overfill with water, and then ended up going into the motel, causing a lot of damage, a lot of property damage, Cameron. I need you to turn that off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to turn that off then.
Thank you.
Let's turn off that.
You saved a lot of people. A water bill, you know.
I'm sure this place is filled with mold already.
Yeah,
so.
Probably.
Okay, so, doesn't
so
matter.
The girl's like, "Do you know who I am?"
I don't. Bitch, I don't even know who I am.
She's like, "I'm the magical skink. I will grant your wish if you give me heroin."
Do I have heroin to give her?
No, not on you.
So, new goal, find heroin.
Yep. So, new goal, find heroin. Yes, I'll tell you who you really are. Because I'm a magical skink, and I am a magical skink. So,
well, I guess I don't want her to leave, so I leave her tied up.
She's not tied up, but okay, you
what?
Tie her up. You tie her up.
I tie her up. I don't want,
she
like,
goes,
it could be like a leprechaun or something.
Yeah,
you know, they,
yeah.
They're crafty
rare,
little
but, yeah,
things.
Yeah, you need to get her some, you need to get her a fix.
I'm pretty sure she's just trolling me, and she just wants more drugs, and she's telling me that she's magical, but whatever, she's, it's the best I got.
She had glitter, so.
Yes, that glitter. Yeah. Wow, there's so many genies at this stripper bar.
So magical.
So much exotic dancers. exotic dancing genies. All right, so I leave, and I'm going to go to those people with the low riders.
Okay, so you exit your motel room.
Right.
You were in the motel room 6, just you know.
Oh, of course.
And you see some urban fellows.
Some urban fellows?
Yeah, some urban fellows, and they're pimping out with their low riders.
Okay. Like, literal pimping? Or, like, they're just, like, as an adjective?
As an adjective, and also, they are also literally pimping. There's some hoes coming back and forth, and you know, they're exchanging money.
Oh, gosh.
For services,
do they have, like, those super...
Such as... vaginal sex, such as ear sex. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't
why?
Know.
That last one, no. I'm adventurous, but not. I can't. I'm not going to go for that misadventure venture. I said the thing. All right, moving on. Yo.
There's four urban fellows. Two in next to each car.
Okay, I just say anybody got some heroin?
They all look at you, and at like you know all their music stops and they just all stare at you.
I have money, but you'll suck your dick.
And one black guy says, "Why didn't you say so?"
No, I didn't mean it. So, wait, I now know that this is the man who has the heroin. I attempt to attack him.
You attempt to attack him, and your attempts are useless, as he is super strong and super muscular.
Okay.
You try to punch him, and your punch just goes, and bounces off his abs. And he says, "You better watch yourself, little boy. I'll tell you what. I will not get in a fight with you, or I'll bust a cap in you. You hear me?"
Okay.
As he brandishes his firearm.
Ooh.
And his fellow urban mates are also brandishing their firearms.
I hope I don't have to suck all their dicks to make them.
You don't.
Like,
you don't
not
gotta suck
me.
Nothing, okay? I ain't gay.
Oh,
I just like a little sucky sucky. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I got $10. Can you? You got some heroin? Yep.
Okay. Well, see, heroin. I'm selling heroin for $20. and you need a needle, so I'm selling the needle for $3. So altogether, you're looking at $23 for some heroin.
Oh, it's okay. I got my own used needle.
Oh, okay. And then just $1 for the heroin.
$20.
$20 for the heroin.
All right. You know anywhere I can?
They don't call it heroin. They call it heroin. You know what I'm saying?
But isn't like the first buy always like, you know, on the house, you know?
Right? We're in a motel, cracker. This is no house. You trying to fool me?
No, I'm sure you're smart enough to know.
I got my GED.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I dropped out of preschool to pimp out. You know what I'm saying?
I just opened my mouth like I'm about to say something, but I just have no words. I just don't know.
You
want
to so you do want a sucky sucky?
No.
I'll
lower
the price. It'll be $19.
$1.
Yeah, you know I gotta make it out here. How am I gonna make it out here?
If I'm gonna be sucking dick, I better get my heroin for free.
Oh, that's not gonna happen. But I'll tell you what. You can go into the lobby. There's a motel lobby. Maybe you can make a deal with the motel manager somehow to loan you some money.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay. See you later, cracker.
See you later, ho.
What'd you say to me, bro?
I said see you later, yo.
Oh! Yeah. I like that word. It makes me reminds me of the time of a child when I had a yo-yo.
I like yo-yos. All right, anyways, I'll go to the Motel 6 manager.
So you go into the motel lobby. And all right. You see some Indian looking fellow behind the desk.
Okay.
And as you walk through the doors, you hear ding ding. It says, "Welcome to 7-Eleven."
It's not 7-Eleven. You said it was a Motel 6. What are you doing?
Okay, I'm not gonna do the accent. So you know, you go in. It says, "Welcome to 7-Eleven. How can I help you?"
Wait, I thought this was a Motel 6.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just used to my second job.
God damn. All right. I say, hey, yo, I need some money. So, can you get me some money? Some money?
Why?
Can you, loan me out some money, man?
For how? Why?
All right, no joke, there's a magical skank upstairs.
Oh, the magical skank? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Have you heard of her?
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, so, like, you gotta do me a solid, man.
Well, you know.
Persuasion.
See. Okay, how much do you need?
I need $10.
You need $10. Yeah. I'll give you the $10 if you, okay, so there's some people hanging out by the dried up pool in the back. I need you to kick them out. And if you kick them out, I'll give you your $10.
Oh, cool. I'm going back to security. All right. Yeah, sure. No problem.
Thank you. Come again.
So I go out back, and I assume I see a gray-haired, messed-out man going, "Kill the kids. Twist the blade."
You go in the back, and you see the dried-up pool, and you see some, you see about three... what looks like homeless people,
right,
on skateboards in the dried up pool doing some crazy tricks.
Oh man, I bet one of these guys is a senator. I go up to them and be like, "Hey guys, you gotta leave."
They're like, "Well, we're doing these ollies and kick flips and everything. We ain't leaving for nothing."
Well, man, I don't want to tell you how you do your kickflips, but you're doing them all wrong, man. You're doing them all wrong.
Oh yeah, you show me how to do this kickflip.
I do a double kickflip.
That's impressive. Do a triple.
I do a triple.
That's impressive. Do a quadruple.
I now hear the Tony Hawk Underground 2 song start playing, and they say, and that one mini game where it's like do trick to the beat. I'm just doing tricks to the beat of a song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So after you impress the hobos with your tricks, They're like, all right, we'll leave if, but you need to, our friend over here, he was having a real good time, and he's sad. Lately he's depressed. So cool. if you could talk to him and maybe just, help him out a little bit, because he's saying he's contemplating, suicide. So if you could help him out, that'd be real nice.
Okay. So, do I see any bottles around me?
You see about 20 empty alcoholic bottles.
Are any of them near the skaters?
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say like they're like 10 feet away.
All right. I grab a bottle and I break off the end. And I say, "Listen, kids, you got to get out of here right now."
These guys are actually like 80 years old.
Ah, my hip.
So now, knowing that, the tricks they did are much more impressive.
It is. All right. Well, I mean, I can surely win in a fight against these guys. So
just wait. Just talk. Okay, we'll leave, mister. We'll leave, mister. Just please talk to our friend, please.
Okay.
Please. I'll suck your dick.
No.
What?
Although I have heard good things about, you know, like, do you have all your teeth, right?
he smiles and every other tooth is missing.
I'm sorry, we can't do that.
and they're super sharp, as sharp as like a saw.
He sharpens his teeth.
Yeah, he sharpens his teeth.
God, that's a creepy.
He's old like,
person.
I'll do it for you.
Oh no! You
just talk
me.
To a friend. Just talk to a friend.
I'm trying to. Okay. I don't know which one.
So
it
you
is.
Walk. You walk up to his friend. He looks kind of bum. He's kind of hunched over. He's like, "Hey, what you doing, little boy?"
I say, "Hey, mister, what's your name?"
Yeah. My name is Jenkins the Third.
Well, my name's Hobo. Whatever, man. Yeah, you know how it is.
I do know how it is. So you're just like me. You're a hobo, just like me.
I'm guessing, yeah. Yeah, it says Hobo McGee or something like that. Like,
well, listen, little sonny, I've been having some trouble, if you hear. I started going to like a rap. I started going into a rap.
Please rap the rest of the podcast.
So, listen, little sonny, I'm here to say. I can't.
Turns out my grandson is pretty gay.
I'm so depressed, I don't know what to do, so I'm contemplating suicide. What about you?
Oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing. Oh man, Grandpa, why can't you just, like, get with the times? Gay people are people, too.
Well, you see, I don't think there are people like me. I know what a person is now. If you listen to me, I know what to say, because I'm a hobo rapper that way. I didn't finish third grade. I don't know how to rap. I just say words and make up crap, you know? I just say things until they make sense. And if you hear what I say, please give me sense, because I'm a poor hobo.
Oh. So, is that really what's going on? Is that his grandson's gay and he's contemplating suicide?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, you gotta learn to accept people, you know, for
okay.
who they are. Oh, wow, that was fast.
you know what? You convinced me. I'll become a transsexual now. See ya.
What?
And they all leave the property. And he puts on a dress and he leaves the property.
I don't know where he had that dress, but I guess he was planning this. So, I mean, okay, sure.
Okay, well, you did that.
Yeah, I guess I go back to the motel guy. Motel 6.
Welcome. What? Oh, it's just you. You're going back into the motel. Lobby.
Okay.
Did you get rid of those fellows?
Yeah, can I also get some red vines and a couple scratchers?
Oh, yeah, wait, hang on, wait a second.
I'm joking with you.
Oh, you got me, you're so funny!
Oh, gosh. That last one scared me. Alright.
I'm the ghost of Motel Past.
What?
No. What?
Record scratch.
So, here's your $10. Okay. Have fun with that magical skank.
Okay. So I go and exchange the 10 bucks for the heroin.
Okay, let me count this out. 1, 2, 3, 4. What comes after 4?
5.
I know. Come on. I know what's coming. Come on, man.
I believe you.
Dose, right? Dose. Is that right?
I don't even know. I don't speak Spanish.
Six,
all right, you know, I take the money from him and I count it out to him.
Okay. That's 20. I have a question to ask you before I give you this heroin.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to be my daddy?
What? Do I want to be your daddy?
My daddy. And not my like father, my daddy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Like your sugar daddy?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Oh. I'm just going to make, I'm an honest buyer.
Okay.
Here you go. Okay, yeah, I wanted to make, you know, you're going to be, I want to report you to the Better Business Bureau, so.
If I knew what that was, I would be afraid.
Alright. So, I go up to the magical skank and I give her the heroin.
Okay. She's like, oh. And you see like a glow around her. And she says, thank you for that, for my fix. I will grant you your wish. I will grant you your wish. Who you really are? What?
Wait, I didn't want to wish for who I really am.
Well, that's the only thing I can do.
I wanted to be a witch.
Okay, what? No, I'm the fuck.
You put it in my mind, and now I want to be a witch. Come on.
Well, I'm a magical skank. I only can grant this one wish. Very specific.
Very specific wish. Man, you probably roofied me, and that's the reason why you're the only person who knows who I am. And that's why this is just your way of getting more heroin. You roofie poor innocent men that have no memory afterwards, and then after that you put on this show, you lock yourself in the bathroom, you make them break in, and then you tell them you're magical and that you're the only, you can grant their wish of knowing who they are. This is some messed up stuff. Come on.
How about I just have sex with you?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, who you really are? You are an undercover CIA agent trying to find the magical skank.
So, my mission was to find. Why didn't you tell me this in the beginning? I my job could have been completed for. You know what?
Whatever. Well, because you did a bunch of drugs. Because you got too much into the role, and then you forgot everything, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, wait a second, you realize you're wearing a mask. You take off the mask. You're like, oh my god, and then as you look at your real true face,
it's Jason Bourne.
You look at your real true face. The magical skank comes up next to you and says, "That's right, you're Nicolas Cage."
What? I'm going to drive so angry now.
You just drive angry away from the motel.
All right.
And that is the misadventure adventure.
All right, that's a good ending. All right. I'm happy with it. I'm very glad that I feel like I mostly just went off on this hooker. I don't know what happened to the other hooker. That's still a mystery to me.
You mean the dead one? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
That one was actually left there from the last person.
Oh, wait. Was that the original, like, magic skank, or...?
No, that is just from the last person that had a hooker in that hotel room, or motel room.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they just stuffed her under the bed. Just nobody checked there when they're cleaning. Yeah, yeah. They actually don't have people to clean there. They just, just happen to take them.
Yeah, if you like this, give it 5 stars on iTunes if it's non-iTunes, wait for it to get on iTunes, and then give it 5 stars. You could even say, like, the worst thing, yeah, as long as it's 5 stars.
Yeah, rate, review, kill yourself. No, don't do that one. No. That's a different list.
I mean, if you're thinking about that, like, you know, call suicide hotline.
Yeah.
And don't listen to this and then you need to kill yourself, yeah, because then you'd be liable.
Yeah. Or you find that one hobo that... find Nicolas Cage and he'll help you through your suicide, as he helped a homeless man today, as we all saw and heard. Very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Nicolas Cage is a great man.
I would plug my Twitter, but I don't really have... Like, I have a Twitter account that I have just to see other people's tweets, but that's it. But we should probably just make a Twitter account for this podcast.
We really should, and we probably will, because I don't know anything about my Twitter account either.
Yeah, maybe next episode or something we'll give everybody the deets. And by everybody, I mean nobody.
we could also edit this at the very end and put in a little
snippet.
Slot. Yeah, a little snippet. All right.
Oh, so that was fun.
That's it.
All right. See ya on the flip-flop. Take care, and as the book closes for this adventure, don't worry, there'll be another one soon. Ta-ta. Thank you, come again.